Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 8, 2024, the Three Bodies Problem. We begin with that story from the New York Times, which reports that China is upset with the Netflix version of the Three Body Problem. Why? Because it told the truth about China. Go figure. Of course, it starts with a cold-blooded murder of a physics professor, literally in front of thousands of cheering Red Guards. And pretty tough to watch, but, you know, that's what happened during the Cultural Revolution. So no surprise there. If you've studied it at all, you know that occurred. And then China apparently doesn't like the fact that they made it multicultural. Well, all of that speaks to the culture imbroglio that you will face as a compliance officer doing business in China. You have to be sensitive to all of those Chinese eccentricities. Next up from Bloomberg, South Africa risks staying on the dirty money list, according to an executive officer of Nedbank. He believes it'll be difficult to get South Africa off the list by 2025 because of the slow progress in investigations and prosecution. Gee, South Africa was placed on the Financial Action Task Force watch list in February 2023, citing deficiency in its tracking illegal financial flows and terrorism financing. Next up from the Voice of America, American firms are losing out on business because top officials are demanding bribes and U.S. companies won't pay bribes. So the U.S. Trade Office has warned that this will hurt foreign investment in Kenya. Once again, demonstrating that simply the demand of a bribe will drive away the top businesses, because certainly with the level of corruption, it will cause Kenya to lose future investment from businesses and countries that shun corrupt activities. Kenya's Secretary General of its ruling party acknowledged the procurement and payment system has been a problem, but claims they are working to help resolve those issues. And finally, from the Financial Times, was Wirecard simply a Russian spy operation? Well, it may have well been, as fugitive Wirecard COO Jan Marsalek used compromised intelligence officials in Vienna to spy on your EU citizens, plot break-ins and assassinations by elite Russian hit squads. So the saga of Wirecard not only takes a weird turn, but also a very nefarious turn as well, as they were able to hoodwink not only German regulators, but also try to fight with criminal charges the Financial Times for actually uncovering the fraud that was Wirecard. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.